Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we're looking at a practical question for NSW real estate workers. What actually changes when you move from a Class 3 assistant agent license up to Class 2?
And if you're sitting in a Class 3 role right now, wondering what the next step looks like, this one is for you.
So let's start with where most people are coming from. Class 3 is the entry rung in NSW real estate. You're in the agency, you're doing the work, you're learning how everything operates.
But everything gets signed off by someone above you. You can't act on your own.
Right. You can do a lot of the job, but always under the supervision of a licensed agent. You can't carry your own listings or take full responsibility for a transaction.
Which makes sense when you're starting out. You need that period of learning with someone experienced around you, but it's not where you want to stay.
And that's the thing. The article is clear about it. A Class 3 is designed to be a stepping stone, not a destination. The move to Class 2 is what takes the limits off.
So what does Class 2 actually give you that Class 3 doesn't?
Independence. That is the headline change. As a Class 2 agent, you work on your own. You're responsible for your own listings, your own transactions. You carry out the full scope of agent work without anyone signing off above you.
That is a real shift.
It is. The article frames it as the difference between learning the job and doing it in your own right. And typically, both your earning potential and your level of responsibility step up at that point.
Okay, so how do you actually get there? What does it involve?
Two things. First, the qualification. For Class 2 in NSW, that's the Certificate 4 in Real Estate Practice, course code CPP41419. In NSW, that's 18 units.
What do those 18 units actually cover?
The full picture of working independently. Sales, property management, trust accounting basics, the law and agency practice. Everything you need to carry out agent work without supervision.
That's a solid range. How long does it take to work through?
Commonly around 6 to 12 months, depending how fast you move through the units. Archer delivers it online and self-paced, so you can keep working while you study.
Which is the only realistic option for most people already in the industry. You're not stopping work to go back to class.
Exactly. You fit study around your role, not the other way around.
Right. So that's the qualification. You said there were two things?
Yes, and this part is worth understanding clearly. The qualification and the license are two completely separate steps. The training organisation issues the qualification. NSW Fair Trading issues the Class 2 licence itself.
So finishing the course doesn't automatically put the licence in your hands?
No. NSW Fair Trading also sets experience requirements that you have to meet before they'll grant the Class 2. The article makes the point that the experience requirement is often what sets your real timeline, more so than how fast you finish the units.
So you could get through the Certificate 4 quickly, but still be waiting on the experience side?
That's possible. Which is why the advice is to track your experience as you go. Don't wait until the course is done to think about it.
And I assume those requirements can shift over time.
They can. Always confirm the current requirements directly with NSW Fair Trading. That's the practical advice in the article, and it's the right call.
All right. For someone who wants to map the actual steps out, what does that sequence look like?
Four steps. First, confirm you hold a current Class 3 assistant agent license. Second, enrol in the Certificate 4, the CPP 41419, and work through the 18 units at your own pace. Third, track your experience against NSW Fair Trading's current requirements while you're studying. And fourth, once you hold the qualification and meet the experience requirement, apply to NSW Fair Trading for the Class 2 license.
Clean. What happens after Class 2? Is that the top of the ladder?
Not quite. The article points out there's a Class 1 above it. That's the licensee in charge, which is what you need if you want to run your own agency. But that's a separate conversation.
One step at a time, though it's useful to know the path keeps going.
It does. All right, one thing to take from this episode. Work out whether you're ready to enrol in the Certificate 4. That is your starting point, and everything else follows from there.
Read the full article on the Archer Institute blog. It covers the detail, links to the course, and has context around the experience requirements.
Archer Institute offers nationally recognised training, online and self-paced, with real Australian-based support. If you want to talk it through, call the team on 1800 069 273. They'll confirm the qualification you need and where you stand on the experience side.
Worth a call before you make assumptions about your timeline.